Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey of Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the remote location. I love this damn place. I love this place so much. So much of this place is in my heart and in my being that every time I come back here, it's just, I'm gonna say overwhelming, but I'm sensationalizing it a little bit and being a bit dramatic. But today was one of the first days in a long time where I actually got out. I actually got in the car and went someplace. And I realized the last time I was here, I was injured. I was recovering, not just recovering from an injury, I was injured. But I just powered through it, I guess. And I didn't realize how injured I was until after it was over and I got back. You know, because I got here, granddaughter, you know, family this, family that, just the adrenaline, you know, for being back here. Even though I did stay in the house for like 7 straight days, you know, the weather outside wasn't as nice. All the leaves were gone and the sky was gray. I was in California dreaming, but I wasn't 100%. Now today, this trip, when I came back, trees are green, it's green everywhere. It's like 70 degrees, but it's 70 degrees with a kind of humidity that just makes it so comfortable. The air, the sunshine, I was just riding. In fact, what I've been doing lately, what I have been doing lately, was I have been obsessing over replacing the monitor at my daughter's house that I used to work, because it's a 1920 by 1080 monitor, but it's only like 15 inches wide. And so even though you get a bigger monitor, it's still 1920x1080. You get technically the same amount of stuff on the screen, but since the screen is bigger, you can manipulate it a little better, and it's like you get more room. So I was thinking about getting that. I was looking at refurbished ones and used ones and having them shipped and this and that and trying to get the low price. And did I want HDMI or did I want VGA, blah, blah. And I kind of obsessed over that for a few weeks. And it was fun. I mean, I knew I was playing with myself. You know, it's nothing too critical. I worked on my portable monitor, which I brought anyway. You know, I was going to work on my portable monitor and I could have worked on it. But today I said, you know, it was a nice day. I got to go to Sparkle and get my food, you know, for the next week and get my junk that I usually get, because I came in late last night after they had closed and watched the end of the Laker game, which the games don't go off here until like 11 o'clock midnight. So that's another thing. So, you know, I finally was able to get out and I woke up. I was kind of sluggish still. Jet laggy or whatever, tired or whatever. But since I took the Friday off, the Friday before I left on the Saturday off, I was able to like mellow and rest a little bit and settle. And then I had a layover, one of the few flights I've ever had a layover, domestic flight where I had a layover. And the layover was kind of nice in Atlanta. And it gave me time to like mellow out and to find, you know, get into another zone, get into like a kind of a different, you know, mellow space, a time just to be down where I didn't have to really do too much thinking because, you know, everything was pretty much laid out. I had my boarding passes and all things set up. Well, I thought I had my boarding pass. It's been so few times that I've taken a domestic flight that had a layover that I didn't realize I had to print another boarding pass. So when I got up to the gate to get on the flight, my second flight, I was still trying to use the original boarding pass, and it wasn't one, it wasn't that. And because, you know, since I was a Spirit flyer, gold member, I was zone one. I was like one of the first people to get on the airplane for whatever reason. Well, ain't no for whatever reason, we know why. And so, you know, she was able to call my name up and, you know, let me on. I was like, oh, okay. So anyway, so I had a layover in Atlanta, and I had like 2.5 hours So it was like really calm, no rush about anything. I had my good luggage, my good carry-on luggage with the wheels, so I was able to maneuver around. It was just, you know, I was just comfortable in a nice place. Found a nice place to eat. Ate it at Ludacris, there's a franchise named after Ludacris's album, Chicken and Beer. It's good food. I think all food below the Mason-Dixon line is good. New Orleans food is good. I'm like, how can everybody in a region cook good food? Because the greens, I mean, this is a franchise. This is a franchise in the airport. And the greens was good. The biscuit was good. The chicken was good. And it may be good because I don't eat out much. And it may also be good because I haven't had salt in a long time. But it was just good. I was in the zone. The lemonade was free refills my blood. So I'm just feeling good. Get on the airplane. Hit Youngstown after an hour and a half flight. Jumped in a rental car. Drove in. Finished watching the Laker game with my daughter and playing with granddaughter. You know, I just woke up the next day. Still kind of tired because I was 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm still laying there like, you know, I kind of made myself go to sleep. And woke up 9:30, 10 o'clock, and laid there thinking, should I get up? Should I not do this? And my daughter started stirring around. Granddaughter came down, and that kind of got me up. And I kind of got going. And then just kind of put myself together, you know, to leave and just go do something. And it was good to get out. It was really good to get out. It was like the first time I'd been out in Youngstown. Just riding around, you know, windows down, comfortable with the weather because I love the humidity. I love the climate back here. The baryonic pressure, I don't know what to call it, but it's something different about the way the air and the weather, climate, whatever you call it, feels back here. So I just had a good day. So I'm like, I'm gonna go to a couple Goodwills or thrift stores to see if I can find a monitor. I mean, it's not important. It was just something to do. So, you know, I went around, rode past the usual places, rode past the property, rode past where I grew up. You know, just took a look. It was just feeling good. Decided to ride out to Goodwill. They didn't have nothing. Rode out to Goodwill and Boardman. They didn't have no computer, nothing. Nothing at all. I said, oh, well, maybe I'll go to the one in Austintown because I know people out in Austintown. So let me just ride out there just to ride and I can take this route and, you know, drive past some stuff and ride down Glenwood and do this and do that. And I did that. So I'm just out, you know. So I get to that Goodwill. They didn't have no computer stuff at all. Zero. Zero computer stuff. And she said, the computer stuff they do get, it goes so fast. I said, oh, okay, that ain't gonna work. So, and also when I went to this Goodwill in Austintown, I don't think I've ever been in that area of Austintown before. It was nice. It was a lot of businesses. And back here, there's like a lot of, I could use the word ethnic eateries. Eateries ain't the right word. You know, like where you can get Italian calzones and pizza and chicken made by, you know, like a local family name. There's like a lot of those out here. Jay's Hot Dogs. So I'm seeing all these places, you know, that are unique, that are more, that aren't nationally franchised. So that was getting me fired up. And I see, you know, Home Depot and, you know, just the buildup of the modern type of businesses and retailing that I'm used to seeing. It was just active and it felt good to be out. I said, hey, there's a Walmart. So let me go to Walmart. Let me Google Walmart, see, you know, what kind of monitors they got. You know, just on a humbug. And they had one for $80. I was like, you know, will it be worth it? And my baby and myself, I can afford it. You know, you'll spend some money on anything else. Like, when me and my daughter went to Sheetz, Sheetz is like a gas station. Because all the grocery stores back here closed at like 9 o'clock. So to get some like food or like whatever food, you know, you gotta go, we had to go to the gas station. But it had like a fast food area in it. Because they don't even have 7-Elevens back here. So we went in there, and it was kind of festive in there. It was people in there. There was a guy in there with his little daughter, you know, a little older than granddaughter, a little doll. It was like high school kids in there, well-behaved high school kids. You know, look like they just came from a game or something, but even though there wasn't no game, you know, it was Friday night, so people was kind of hanging out. But they wasn't hanging out in the place, you know, they was just passing through. But the energy was good, so, you know, that was fun. Daughter saw a little monkey, stuffed monkey, start carrying it around. So I said, I'll get it for her. I saw the price, $9.99. I said, ah, you know, I get it. Get up to the register, find out it's $17.99. And by that time, it's too late. So, Sheets is another part of our family. Sheets, I'm going to call it Monkey Sheets. Oh, look at this. They tore this down. Last time I was walking up here, I got pictures of it too. They tore this all down. I was here when they first started tearing it. I just happened to be walking by when they tore all this down. This has been here, you know, this has been here all my life, just about. This area, you can see this is all, it's all gone now. Used to be a building here, a school, I think. I think it might have been originally Boardman High School or something like that, but it's gone. And they, some kind of thing there, renewal. I don't know what they're doing. So, you know, I left Sheets, so I Googled Walmart, you know, for that particular store, and it was kind of cool that the app recognized my location and adjusted my shopping to that store. It was, you know, I was impressed by that. Walmart app said, hey, you're here. We're going to, you know, set you for pickup at this store and then give me an option to search that store's inventory. I did. And I said, oh, they got a monitor for $80. What the hell? And I kind of fooled myself into saying, yeah, if I don't like it, I'll take it back. Or, you know, when I'm done with it, I'll take it back and give my $80 back. Not that I should be worried about $80, but, you know, there's something to comfort myself for go ahead and buying it. So I went in there. I'm walking in there. I said, yeah, where's the $80 monitor? You know, so she showed me and told me. And I went over there, found one open box, $54. I was happy because that $54 was better than the price I was seeing for used and refurbished off eBay and Amazon. I was happy. I left that store dancing. And before I left, I went and got me some more medium-sized pants, a couple medium-sized shirts. Because, you know, I'm downscaling and I want to upgrade the clothes that I leave here. So, I mean, I'm going to get rid of a few things, leave a few things. About $12 pair, two $12 pair of jeans, size 36, 32. You know, just, so I'm just in a good mood. And I left, I got that, then I went to roll around a little bit, roll by people's houses, didn't stop, just roll by. Ended up coming back. And I got back, granddaughter was still there, you know, messed with her for a little bit. Then she left, and you know, it was just a good day. It was just a good day. And came home, I went to Sparkle, got my junk, got my ham salad. And at Sparkle, they had these egg rolls. They were like, they looked like the cloverleaf rolls from Mr. Paul's. But they were called egg something. They called it buttermilk egg or something like that, egg rolls. I was like, I want these. And I got my hand spread, put some hand spread, got my chips. You know, I think I got salt and vinegar. I think I got Snyder's of Berlin salt and vinegar. Snyder's of Berlin honey barbecue. I had that some regular barbecue ones there before. So, and I got some circus peanuts, you know, just, you know, and I got some icing, iced fudge brownies. you know. Oh, my Snyder's of Berlin cheese popcorn. Oh, let me say that again. Snyder's of Berlin cheese popcorn. I'm going to say it one more time for you. Snyder's of Berlin cheese popcorn. We can't get that out there in LA. We can't get that. I can't find that probably no place but here or on Amazon for outrageous prices. So I got a bag of that. And then I said, wait a minute. This is the same stuff as a bigger bag and it's cheaper. So I put the little bag back, had the bigger bag. Just a good day. Just a good day. And I realized too, it's been a long time, or it's been a while, since I've been back here feeling good. Well, I can definitely say feeling this good. Last time I was just flat out injured. And usually the weather will get you down, or I'm tired, or I'm run down. And leading up to this, even when I was feeling good, I was still indulging in bad habits of eating and this and that, that, you know, I wasn't fully clear and clean. My energy wasn't clear and clean like it is now. So I'm just, you know, I'm in a different place right now. And it feels good to be back walking the streets of Youngstown, Ohio, place where I was born and raised. Look at that Midas muffler. Been seeing that all my life. And I love seeing the signs, the storefront signs that have been there since I was here, the old style. Besides, you know what else I like to see it? Putting on the local news, putting on the local news and seeing regular white people. Regular, good old fashioned, wedding ring wearing, Brooks suit wearing, straight talking white folks. No, I ain't gonna say white folks, white people. And straight talking, I mean, no hip hop flair, no modern nuances to their cadence or their dialect, no modernized words, no style, you know, extra, nothing on it. Just talking, but basically nothing on it. It was just good. I just said, me and my daughter watched. I said, look, we don't see that in LA a lot. And we watched how he talked. You know, there was just no flavor to it. He just delivered the weather. There was no, you know, like, oh, and this is going to come and, you know, put a little extra on it. There was none on it. It was just good to watch. And then when the news first came on, it startled me to see two super white looking people sitting, men, two super white looking men sitting at the desk. Because, you know, it's always a female, usually one of color, and they always, you know, it's a little bit of fanciness to it, a little bit of modernizedness to it. It was just good to see that. It was good because we need all kinds. I'm not putting one down or the other, even though I probably am. I may be trying not to, probably a little anyway, because I do prefer. I do have my preferences. I'm not sure where they lie, you know, without going into it too deeply, where I would have to go in deeply to even figure out myself where my preferences lie. But it was good to see just some generic, plain old, I want to say middle America. Can I say that? Or what I consider middle America? You know, white people, not country, not racist, not, you know, I don't even want to use the word white trash or, you know, just regular white people. It was good. It was good. And I do love it back here. Come back here and see everybody. Well, I say see everybody. I don't ever see nobody. Let's just be honest. I don't ever see anybody. Let's just come on. You know, I don't. It's too hard to see people and work. And work. See, the whole thing is the and work part. Because I had, you know, 3 days off so far. And that's probably why I'm feeling good. And then when I go to work, I'll be working 3 to 11 out here, which is corresponds to 12 to 8. So if I get up at 9:30 at home, that means I don't get up to 12:30 here. And once I get up at 12:30, tie them shoes on, I'm gone for the, you know, I'm done for the whole day. Not done, but, you know, I'm in motion for the whole day. So almost every second is playing between walking and breaks and everything. And then I get off at 11. His daughter usually comes home, get home. My granddaughter, about 11:30 or so, you know, we play around, do this for a little bit. Then I get in bed. And technically, if I was home, I would stay up till 12:31, which corresponds to like 4 o'clock here. So, you know, and I'm not sure if I want to shift that or how that's going to play out. But we'll see. Because if I can. But see, this time, tomorrow, I drop the car off. I'm going to drop the car off, so I won't have a car. So I'll be here feeling good without no car. So we'll really see how that's going to go. Even if I did want to go see somebody, I could Uber. Or I could, you know, I could probably call somebody. They'd come get me. I mean, let's just face it. You know, I could just probably call somebody and say, hey, what you doing, man? I'm blah, 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 blah. You know, then I could probably get something in before work. And work 3 to 11. But I still want to be, I don't want to be winded or too overly exerted. I was going to say exerted, whatever, trying to think of the word. Too much exertion before work. Because I do want to, you know, come into work with got energy so I can, you know, maintain the game. Because we got our performance reviews for last month. I came in about the same position. I'm coming in at the same position that I have the last two performances. The third, 3 months ago performance was bad. I messed up. It was me. And I knew what I was doing. But I got a new headset. I got rid of the wireless headset. So no drop calls. Drop calls count against you. So I haven't had any drop calls in a while. And I'm just feeling better. I know my performance is better, but I'm coming in at like a tied for fourth. I think I tied for fourth or tied for fifth. Something like that, but pretty much the same percentage. So I'm maintaining that, and that's good. And, you know, I'm also looking at where I can tighten that up and, you know, where people with a higher percentage got that higher percentage. You know, I can, you know, look at it more closely, scrutinize it a little bit more, step it up, and it'll come. It'll come naturally because my performance definitely has gotten better. My energy is better, cleaner, clearer, blah, blah, blah. But it's good to be back. You can probably tell by my energy, the way I'm talking. It's just good to be back. It's just good to be in my hometown. I love it here. And I don't want to say this because I don't want to say anything too derogatory, but you have to be realistic about Youngstown in this place, because the people who know this place and been from this place, they know what's going on. The being from Youngstown probably plays a big part in why I have so much passion from it. You know, I this is a part of my past that I can romance and fantasize about. You know, and maybe let it build up to being something that more than it really is, which who's to say, since it's all subjective, since it's me reacting to my feelings or my experiences, who's to say I'm sensationalizing? Who's to say I'm being delusional about it? But yeah, the being from here, the being able to come back is big, because I need the LA. I need that Los Angeles. I mean, before I left on the 20th, on the 17th, we had to be in the office. So I was on the concrete, Los Angeles Metropolitan Concrete, downtown, right smack in the middle of it on the 17th. And then next thing you know, I'm here. Totally different vibe, energy, everything. And I can appreciate both. And this one is, you know, where I'm from. So it's green. I'm looking over at the trees. Last time I was walking up here, all the trees, you know, there were no leaves, just green. And you can almost smell the moisture in the atmosphere. You can feel it. My skin just, body just feels, and I mean my skin, not my body. My skin seems to feel better. You know, just with the moisture or whatever. See, I just think about Dairy Queen. They built a new Dairy Queen over there. I don't know if you can see it. They built that new Dairy Queen. They moved it up the street. I'm thinking about Dairy Queen, get some of that soft serve ice cream. To go with my circus peanuts and iced fudge brownies. It's just good. It just really is good to feel good. It's good to feel good. We'll see how I feel going forward. We'll see how I feel when I turn in this car tomorrow. I'll wake up, I'll drive to Hertz, drop it off, and walk back, get my steps walking back. Which should not be more than when I walk anyway. My only concern is I may be walking along Market Street past 224, south of 224, where there may not be any sidewalks. That concerns me at times. You know, but it should, you know, Market Street, major street. I ain't gonna be walking, you know, backwards or nothing. Boardman is fairly progressive, though they may be some that still cling to ethnic pride and defensiveness. They may lead them to types of prejudices, which I have no problem with, because I think it's natural for humans to have that or do that, or to at least be concerned about it. And therefore, if you're, you know, concerned about it, or if you have questions about it, it's hard not to react to it, even if you don't want to. You know, if you got questions and stuff, it's hard. Look at the trees. Just look at the trees and stuff. Oh, look at that. Everywhere you look, just trees. Remember last time I came here, this stuff wasn't here. It was like bare branches and stuff. That was 2 months ago. All this was made in 2 months. And I love it. I do. Anyhow, that's pretty much what I had to say. I would say stuff about the Lakers, but as I keep saying, that's not my team. I feel funny even saying anything about the Lakers because it's not my team. You know, I don't back them. I follow LeBron. I root for him. But, and I'm sure, and I know I'm allowed to have an opinion just based on being even a casual fan or even a distant observer. But there's some real fans out there, you know, who put decades into the team, who have such a deep passion, you know, that I'm close with and talk to, that, you know, it's not even for me to say. The way we handle sports and the way I handle sports and my sports team and my opinion of the sports team and what I think this and think of that, Boardman Hobby Shop. Just love me some Boardman Hobby Shop. No, I didn't. I used to like Amir's Hobby Shop. Boardman was like, it was, I think they used to be like really close next door to each other at one time, close. But Boardman was one and Amir's was the other. I think the last time I walked over, looked in the window of Boardman Hobby Shop, and they had trains. They had the trains set up, and you can see the HO scale trains and N scale trains and electric, you know, stuff. So it feels good. And another thing, it's like 7:30. Look at it, it's 7:30. Sun's still up. Not only is it not dark, the sun is still up. Can you see the sun? The sun is still up. It's 7:30. I love that about here, back here. Sometimes it seems like it don't get really dark. It's still light, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Lightning bugs and all that stuff. The air isn't dry. California gets cold at night, even when it ain't. Every now and then we'll get, I guess, humid days or whatever kind of days that produce that. We'll get days where it'll stay warm at night. You can definitely notice the difference. And I'm like, oh. I remember that time I was in Maryland, Baltimore or something, and I just stood in it. It was New Orleans, one of them places. And I just stood in it. I just wanted to stand in it and feel it. The humidity and just, yeah. Yeah. It's good to feel good. But my eating was terrible last few days. My weight was up. I'm ashamed to say, well, ashamed might be a strong word, but I'm feeling a certain kind of way about getting on the scale last night and it said 202. Not just over 200, but 202. And it's a 202 I deserved. No doubt. It's a 202 that I deserve. I've been eating regular foods, probably with a lot of salt. I don't add salt to my food anymore, but I have some probably salty food, greasy, from the restaurant, from chicken and beer place, and, you know, just eating fasty foods and indulging. And so we'll see how that goes. You know, we'll see how that goes. But today I got boiled eggs. I got eggs, grits, and my sausage. I got my food chopper. And my daughter had cottage cheese. So I'll be able to get back on my breakfast regimen. And I'll get back to walking. I got 10,000 in between the airports and walking here. I got like 10,004. Well, I'm usually getting 15,000 when I wake up in the morning. And so tomorrow I'll probably wake up. I'll probably make this same walk. And on top of that, I'll walk during work, which is another 6,000. So I end up like with 15,000. So that's how that works. But anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For me, and for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.